gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 6 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEPH-1-2, the phone number. Pardon me, I was just tuning up my harp. 1-800-STEPH-1-2, the phone number. Toll free from anywhere. Another jam-packed celebrity hotline today. Rosie O'Donnell coming up in less than half an hour.
Heck to the air.
Rob Riggle from The Daily Show coming up in hour number three today.
Which one is he, Stephanie?
The good one. The one that's cute and funny. StephanieMiller.com.
The one that was in the military.
Listen, I go to bed at...
At stupid o'clock.
Get up at...
Insane o'clock.
I don't see it every
night. That's why there's the YouTubes.
I know.
No, he's actually famous for being the Daily Show correspondent that actually went over to Iraq instead of being
green screen.
Right.
He was not green screen into Iraq.
So,
A lot of Republican chicken hawks.
Yes.
StephanieMiller.com, the website. Check it out. You can email us all there. Executive producer, Chris Lavoie, voice, deity, Jim Warder, me, Stephanie Miller. Don't forget tomorrow, Fran Drescher and Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
That's right.
Celebrity Hotline.
Wow.
Aren't we something? I think so. All right. Lots to talk about
Mr.
today.
Mr. Gupta.
What?
Nothing.
Instead of Mr.
No, I'll be interviewing Sanjay Gupta, not Fran Drescher.
Oh, good.
Oh. That would be...
Okay.
Fran Drescher.
Yeah. I could. That's how I could combine my work. I could make one celebrity interview the other one, so I don't have to do it.
That would be
fantastic.
Fran Drescher may be running for office.
That's what I hear tell.
Yes, so we will ask her about it tomorrow.
Yes, all right. We have kissed and made up since the primaries.
Yeah,
she was very pro-Hillary, and good for her. We will talk about our fabulous Secretary of State when Fran Drescher calls tomorrow.
It got a little uncomfortable on that edition of Larry King Live. When you were on with her.
Stephanie, how can anyone with ovaries not vote for Hillary?
It got a little heated. All right.
But you've made up with Hillary Rosen, so, you know, why not?
Made up with everybody.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Lots to talk about, including the tea parties. Oh.
Bless their hearts.
Bless their hearts. I think they deserve that. And that. Wow, what a ragtag little bunch of... permits! I thought you were getting the permits!
Yeah, it turns out the Secret Service isn't fond of people throwing stuff.
Yeah,
at the
throwing
White House.
Stuff over the White House fence. Good idea. Good thinking.
Morons.
All right.
Morans.
Yeah.
What a bunch of morans. All right, we will talk about that in a moment, but first,
what?
The puppy. I gotta talk about the puppy.
This again?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
How cute is Bo? Oh, he's so
he's
cute.
Good boy. He's a good boy. Not as cute as a Cocker Spaniel.
Yeah, he is. How big do they get? How big is he getting that?
I have no... I've never heard of a Portuguese water dog.
How much water will he displace?
Exactly. Guess what Bo has? Bo has a book. Bo's got a book already.
Already?
He's
already being marketed?
He's going to be the subject of a children's book.
I think they wrote around the name of the dog and then left that part empty.
Exactly. No, that's exactly what they did. They were waiting for the puppy like everybody in America, and then they're filling in.
And then they did
fill in dog here.
The digital cover art at the last second.
It will be called Bo, America's Commander in Leash.
Instead
that's funny.
Here. Commander in Leash.
See, because...
All right. Listen, the rescue or not rescue debate is over. Humane Society has said Bo is a quasi-rescue dog.
Oh, okay.
He's slightly used. I'm a big dog rescue person. I have to let them slide under the wire.
He's a consignment dog. Gently used.
He's a pawn shop dog, is what we said yesterday. So here's what happened. They did start their shelter search, and then, Ted Kennedy made the gift. The Humane Society acknowledged the Obamas never flat-out promised to get a dog from a pound or a rescue group. On the website, it said, "Thanks, Mr. President, for giving a second-chance dog a forever home." I'm just saying, Humane Society letting them slide under.
Well, two terms, maybe.
Not forever.
Yeah, the Humane Society said he's in a gray area, but I will say that many animal advocates are disappointed that he didn't go to a shelter or breed rescue group, partly because he set that expectation because so many activists are focused on trying to reduce the number of animals euthanized at shelters. And there's no better person to make the case to the American public you can get a great dog from a shelter than the president. That's true. I was slightly disappointed, like Bo is slightly used.
And they don't care if Malia sneezes her head off for the next 8 years.
You can get an allergenic dog from a rescue.
You know I watch Fox News, so you don't have to.
Uh-huh.
They did a report where they sent a reporter to a shelter in Virginia, you know, northern Virginia. They found a Portuguese water dog available for adoption. Yeah.
Well, I have a
Virginia's so far away from D.C.
I rescued Max, and he's a beautiful 1,000-pound Great Pyrenees.
He weighs
as much as the actual Pyrenees.
Yes.
He weighs as much as an actual Pyrenean mountain.
Yes.
There's a little fun fact about Max.
Pyrenee.
By the way, Max has gotten bigger since you've seen him. He's bigger than the house now.
Yeah. How old is he now?
He's 3.
Dogs continue to grow after their first year?
He does.
Oh. So, in lieu of a doggy door, you're just going to take the whole back door off the house.
You're going to give the neighborhood kids pony rides on him.
He's learned to use tools. He just takes the whole door off the hinges when he needs to go out.
There's a source of extra income for you.
All right, more tips from the dog whisperer. By the way, have you seen Bo dragging the president's ass around the yard?
Yeah.
He needs a little training.
Energetic.
Yes.
He's a puppy.
The dog whisperer with some more tips for the president. To help Bo settle in, the Obama should walk him a lot in the early days to bond with him, drain his energy, and make him hungry for his meals. That will give the dog a routine and help him see that the family is a source of his food and he has to work for it. They never buy that.
No. Well, your dogs are so well trained.
Yeah, he says, you're right, Jim, he's energetic. Portuguese water dogs aren't for everyone. They tend to be high energy, in your face dogs. Like Eric Cantor. And that need a lot.
Only Eric Cantor's an attack dog.
That need a lot of attention, and their curly coats require a lot of maintenance.
Dog.
Pardon me?
Eric Cantor.
Yeah.
He tends to talk.
He's not a very smart attack dog, but all right. All right. That's the story about Bo for today. Bo's got a book. Okay.
They're already marketing the dog.
Bo's cute. Come on. All right, let's talk again about the teabagging. So, what was the most hilarious part? Jim, did you see, I think it was on Olbermann, the woman, one of the organizers? Can I just say something? The organizers, not very organized.
No.
She was like, well, we couldn't get a permit, so they did the, where was that, in D.C.?
Yeah,
dumping of the teabags
sad,
in someone's office.
Yeah. No, it wasn't just someone's office. It was the office of the people, the right-wing think tank that put this whole Tea Party thing together.
Yes, it was that kind of bipartisan grassroots uprising.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Where they had to dump them in
the
conservative think tank office.
Olbermann also showed a picture of a woman who had teabags hanging from her hat, and one was honestly hanging on her nose. Yeah.
Wow.
She was being teabagged by a teabag.
Bless her heart.
Yeah.
The dumping in the office was, that was one of the saddest things. And then did you see the, this was great. So I think it was Daily Kos got the footage of Neil Cavuto before he went on air.
Oh, that was great.
Asking how many people are here, do you think? And, you know, 5,000? Yeah, maybe. It might be 5,000.
Somewhere. Yeah, I guess.
Goes on the air, like, what is it, 9 minutes later?
Yeah.
And says, they were expecting 5,000. There must be double or triple that here.
Neil Cavuto's a liar.
Liar.
I mean, literally, just you have on tape them just pulling it out of their ass. No one told him. He's just like, oh, I'm sure there's two or three times that many.
Lies! It's like you have to lie to live. Mm-hmm. You're a liabetic. You have liabetes. Mm-hmm. Twice a day you have to take a shot of Insulin. Mm-hmm.
Didn't he know he was mic'd? I mean, being a TV guy.
Exactly.
Hello, he lied.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I love this line. One of the bigger demonstrations took place in Washington near the White House where about 1,000 people raised placards, including Stop Big Government and Taxation is Piracy. On the day that the president explained once again that his tax...
Yes.
There's actually tax cuts for 95% of Americans. So, what a ragtag little band. That's why we're terrified of them, according to drug-addled gas bag Rush Limbaugh.
They are petrified and scared to death of the 500 tea parties scheduled for today in 50 American states.
Ooh.
They're out there snarling, it was created by Fox News.
Check.
It's a right-wing plot. This is all Limbaugh's doing.
No,
it's not created by Fox News, and it's a right-wing plot.
Nothing to do with you.
He tried to make that one about him, too.
He tried,
It's about me again. Yeah, the Republicans called it the birth of a grassroots opposition.
Whatever.
If it is, then good. Is that what you got?
Did you notice that most of the, well, you don't watch Fox News, but most of the coverage from Fox News, there were tight shots of crowds.
Yes.
They weren't big,
yeah,
wide shots of crowds.
You know, it's interesting if you saw, let's say, the inauguration, you didn't really have to do tight shots of
to make it look big. Right.
Yeah.
So they just turned the sound down.
Associated Press describing it as modest crowds. One organizer said the protest would take place in almost 800 cities, quote, in a new day for the freedom movement. I guess it's freedom from new ideas on how to fix this economy.
So the right thinks we're all in prison now?
Yes, it's the freedom movement.
Uh-huh.
There were questions about whether the scattered, mostly Republican forces could achieve a significant turnout.
Computer says no.
Senior figures in the Republican Party, mostly lukewarm to the whole Tea Party.
Brew. See?
Uh-huh. Sarah Palin, among many prominent leaders, staying away. Protesters were also weakened by broad support among Americans for Obama's far-reaching economic policies.
Who's that?
A USA Today Gallup poll published yesterday found that a majority of Americans favor Obama's expansion of the government's role in the economy, at least for now. Marilyn Hanratty, she was there, a retiree. As you speculated, maybe a lot of people without jobs.
Yeah. Well, you know, these were held in the middle of the day.
Which would be,
on a work
which
day.
Would be ironic because they wouldn't be paying any taxes. Any taxes. Marilyn, retired, said, we're tired of being taxed without representation.
But
does she know
she
that
has she has two senators. She has a member of Congress.
Yeah.
Maryland seems confused.
So she is represented unless she lives in D.C.
Yeah.
You know, the people in D.C. are the ones who are taxed
exactly.
without representation.
Yeah. So D.C. a total bust because, they, as Jim said, they threw. I don't know why. The Secret Service gets so crazy about people throwing substances
throwing
over the White House
packages
fence.
Packages of powdery, yeah.
So basically the whole city was shut down. Like Pennsylvania Avenue cleared. I mean, it was all, rally had to disperse after that. And then they didn't get the permits in the first place, so they had nowhere to throw their, you know, it's a teabag.
Sure.
Dick Army behind the teabagging described the
it was an army of Dick's creation.
Mm-hmm.
That whole teabag thing.
He described the Tea Parties as the shot across the bow as taxpayers defend themselves against the out of control government spending.
Shut up.
That Bush put into place.
If you're being technical.
And Obama is trying to undo.
John Fieri. Republican strategist trying to gin up some, you know, it's about outrage. That's what it's about.
First of all, it's not a Fox News thing. CNBC started with Rick Santelli, so you're wrong on that front. You're wrong. I think that strategically you're wrong as well. This is not just about paying taxes. Actually, they're talking about the bailout and how their tax money is going to bail out Wall Street. And that's the outrage that a lot of these people feel. And you want to be on the right side of the populist outrage. You don't want to be on the wrong side. And Paul, I think you're putting the Democrats on the wrong side of the populist outrage.
TARP was started by George Bush.
Yes.
But then these people will argue, well, he's not a true conservative. I'm not a Republican. I'm a conservative.
That's what Sean Hannity was trying to say last night.
Uh-huh. So why did you never criticize him ever?
Exactly.
Wow.
You're a mouthpiece for the Bush administration.
Oh, yeah, but I'm a conservative. I have nothing to do with that guy.
Well, that's
don't you love Republicans trying to gin up outrage? They seemed a little scrambly.
Yeah, they sound like a Model T dying.
Exactly. Sputtering to a close. 20 minutes after the hour. Back with more teabagging. What's not fun about that? As we continue on the Stephanie Miller Show.
See, that wasn't so bad, was it?
Ooh, I gotta say, that was fantastic.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 24 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number. Toll free from anywhere. Reporting on the teabagging, the rash of teabaggings across the United States yesterday, which is, after all, as the, one of the organizers said, a freedom movement.
They may take our lives, but they'll never take our freedom!
Is that John Bolton?
That was one of the livelier ones. Joshua in New Orleans on the teabagging. Hello, Josh.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
Good, good. Well, I live in the state of Louisiana by way of Michigan. I've been down here for a couple months, and I heard about all this craziness on the radio. I listen to XM nonstop. So I decided I was going to go up to Houma, which is across the Lake Pontchartrain Bridge, to check out the earlier tea party, and then over to Metairie, which is in New Orleans, both of them. Check them out just to see all the diversity and things like that.
Right.
And lo and behold, there wasn't any. I was amazed that Sean Hannity and the rest of them were wrong. Once again, it's just, it's like they throw this rhetoric out here and they just hope that whatever sticks to the wall, they have as many of these conservative crazy nuts that come in and feed off of it.
So, Josh, you sussed out a lack of diversity at a right-wing fringe event.
Unfortunately, yeah. And, you know, I'm black, and I was walking through, and I was the only black person at both events.
Yes,
and
that does.
Let somebody from Louisiana call and tell you that I wasn't, because I took pictures and I chatted with people. But one thing that was comforting is the FBI was there in full force.
Ah, good.
Yeah, they were definitely there in full force. So I take the Rush Limbaughs and the Sean Hannitys and the Andrew Wilkows as what they are, just entertainment. They know
there you go.
About what's going on.
There you go. Thank you, Josh. I would have. That's shocking news to me that there was a lack of diversity.
Yeah, imagine that.
Let's go to Pat in Chicago on the teabagging. Hello, Pat.
Hey, Steph. You know, I was in Chicago, and you know, that's exactly what I. Chicago is 60-70% minority. Okay.
Uh huh.
Between Hispanics. The only black people I saw at the Chicago protests were Chicago Police Department. that was it. There wasn't one black person in the crowd. You know, they just looked like a bunch of conspiracy theorists to me. You know, they all had signs, you know, Obama is a Muslim. It was the most ridiculous bunch of losers I've ever seen in my life.
All right, thank you. Yeah, that's the thing, is you can't tell the difference anymore between the mainstream Republicans. They are the crazies.
Yep.
You know, Boner was there.
Yeah.
Boner was at a teabagging, and so was Newt Gingrich. Pardon me?
Was he crying? Was he throwing tea bags on the floor?
Karen in Chicago, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show on teabagging. Hello, Karen.
Hi, love you guys.
Thank you. Go ahead.
I just wanted to say that I think Fox News is supporting the teabagging and not reporting the teabagging.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. I was going to say, they must have lost their wide-angle lens, Chris. You're right.
Yes.
Weird. Only tight shots.
Of the quote-unquote crowds.
Maybe they just had bad cameramen that day.
Oh, that could be.
Steve in Nashville on teabagging. Hello, Steve.
Hey, I just wanted to point out the fact that the Republicans Party talks all kinds of, all this flaming rhetoric about how we're becoming socialists. Where were they when George Bush was building the biggest deficit in the world? All they seem to be doing is saying, well, we got no money left. You can't spend anything to try and make our economy better. You can't spend anything to try and put people back to work.
Yep, I hear you, honey. Gotta go. Rosie O'Donnell coming up next on the Celebrity Hotline on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
You expect me to ignore my fans? They're life and death to me, baby. They're the ones who really make me.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 33 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. Don't forget tomorrow, coming up on the Celebrity Hotline, Fran Drescher and Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
Right.
It's like I'm some sort of celebrity magnet. Chris, who is it?
It's the Emmy Award-winning Rosie O'Donnell.
No way it is not.
It is.
Good morning, Rosie.
Good morning. How are you?
It's been 1,000 years since I've talked to you.
But I have watched you say the right stuff on TV. Every time I turn it on, I'm like, there's that comic
girl I know.
that's because not many people know this, but you're in my ear, like in broadcast news, telling me what to say, and that's why.
No, wouldn't that be scary? But you know what? It's fantastic to see you go toe-to-toe with those morons.
Oh, thank you, honey. You used to come on, like, my wacky morning radio zoo shows back when you were starting in stand-up. Do you remember that?
I do remember.
When I was Sister Sleaze on the Brother Wee's Morning Circus. Do you remember that?
I do remember that.
And my career stayed just about there while yours has skyrocketed, and God bless you.
I don't know if that's true, but you're looking fantastic, might I say.
Thank you, Rosie.
You look all zhuzhed and perfect, and it's nice.
Thank you very much. You, I miss you on The View, by the way. Yeah, and what happened to the... I thought you were going to get an MSNBC show. I was looking forward to that.
Well, right after The View ended, that's what I was offered from NBC. And at the last minute, they said they don't want to do it. I was like, okay. And Rachel Maddow ended up getting, I think, that spot where it was. And I think she's great. So, in the end, I don't know that it's my best use of my time to argue about my political views because I end up getting angry.
you don't need to do it professionally. It's just a hobby right now.
Yeah. I don't know. You're good because you sort of maintain some sort of equal. I go over the edge to becoming like O'Reilly. I start screaming at people. What are you? You know, I'm like the anti him.
Yeah, exactly. But that's what makes
him for my own comfort.
That's what makes it entertaining. And his head would have exploded if they'd given you a show. So that's what I was looking forward to.
Yeah, that would have been fun.
Yeah, exactly. Now, is somebody raffling off a lunch with you and Star Jones? Is that?
Yeah, Star Jones is actually doing it for the. Yes, honey, I'm on a radio interview right now. I'm on the radio right this moment. Oh, he said that's cool. Okay, so, Star called me up and said, emailed me and said, hey, my friend's doing this charity and trying to get African-American kids to ice skate, and will you do a lunch with me? I was like, yes. Next thing I knew, it's all over the internet.
Wow.
Rosie O'Donnell and Star Jones, peace in the Mideast, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, exactly, because I couldn't tell which of those view feuds were over or not, but I guess that one is.
Yeah, you know, the part about her, the thing that I like about her is, you know, you can tell her to her face what you think, and there's no sort of subterfuge, you know. What she says, she's there. You saw it. It all was hanging out. And I was very proud of her when, you know, she filed for divorce. I wrote her a little email and said, you know, hang tough, and it's never easy, and blah, blah. And, you know, she's come a long way. Everybody gets a chance to evolve.
Yeah, absolutely.
And she did.
Now, speaking of your kids in the background here, you're doing an appearance coming up Saturday in Boca, right?
Yes, I am.
To benefit your kids' foundation. I always wondered, what has your thing been with kids? Where do you come by that? Because you have a really sincere love of kids. I mean, you've done so much.
Yeah, I don't know. I think I was a kid who was in need of others' help, you know. I mean, I had my mom die, and my dad was not, you know, parent of the year. And it was a teacher in the public school who took me under her wing and raised me as her own and, you know, kind of saved me, I think, from going to the wrong group of kids in the wrong direction. You know, a lot of kids who grow up in our situation that my siblings did, you know, the chaos is the end result when chaos is what's being inputted, you know, so.
Right. Well, you know, it's so funny how the right wing doesn't think any liberal celebrity is entitled to an opinion, where, you know, if it's a right wing celebrity, they can become governor of California or head of the NRA.
Exactly.
But you know, you put your money where your mouth is. You've raised over $60 million and awarded $27 million in grants to child-related for low-income families around the country.
Yeah, I opened the foundation about 12 years ago when my show was on the air because, you know, I had such gross excess. And we raised about $100 million total, and we've opened 30 daycare centers across the country. And we have this new program that we go into the poorest schools in Manhattan in the fifth grade with a 20-week in-school program of musical theater because the arts have been cut from all these schools.
Mm-hmm.
And most of the kids in these schools are on free lunch. And, you know, so we thought we would just do the fifth grade every year. Well, what happened is there were like 30 kids who were totally enthused and really, so we're like, all right, we'll keep them and we'll do summer programs for them. And well, now it's 5 years and we have a whole five classes worth of 30, you know, so we had to get a school open because we were borrowing space, and we finally opened the school, and all the kids that we have in the program got into performing arts high school.
Wow. And I remember during Hurricane Katrina, you also established a fund that gave about $3 million or whatever out. I mean, that's the thing that cracks me up about Fox News screaming about, you know, who cares what Rosie O'Donnell and Sean Penn thinks. And there's Sean Penn fishing people out of the water in Hurricane Katrina,
right.
And you raising actual cash, you know, and responding faster than the Bush administration did anyway.
Yeah, you know, it's funny because after 9/11, you know, 9/11 happened at like 9/12. I'm like, okay, let's set up a fund. You
right.
know, let's just give them money. Let's give them $1 million and let's start, you know. And it was so overwhelming to find out, oh, my God, you don't know where that money goes. You don't know. You can't see the tangible. So I said, next tragedy after 9/11, next national catastrophe, I'm having a SWAT team. And we had one.
Yep.
And when Katrina happened,
right.
we got in there. We got into the biggest Renaissance village, the camp of trailers, and we put in a mental health facility, a children's playground. We made it into something more than the prison that it was. And
right.
It was so nice to have my own SWAT team. So that's the best thing about being
I want one.
I have a national emergency Rosie O'Donnell SWAT team.
Why don't get Chris? Get me one of those. Why don't I have one?
Right away, Ms. Miller.
Rosie, what was I going to say? So this is actually at the Wentworth Gallery. It's actually, I don't know if people know this, it's a showcase of your artwork.
Yeah,
I
started painting, you know, about 10 years ago, and I've been painting, and then I had some large canvases, and this, you know, I showed them a few times in New York at the Pop Gallery, and then this guy who's, you know, friend of a friend of a friend, he owns like 20 galleries, and he said, let me take them and see if we can raise some money for the school. So that's what we're doing, and the first one is Saturday.
Wow, and I've heard your artwork is actually very good.
Well, I don't know. I mean, it's art. It's everybody's own opinion. My statement is, just remember, you could make this at home if you had the time. there's no talent. I went to no lessons. I threw the paint
you
on
know,
the canvas.
When I first read about it, because I know you've been talking about your drinking lately, and I was looking at it said it's found objects including nails, wire, plastic, wood. I'm like, oh, come on, Rosie. you were drinking when you did this, weren't you?
Oh, no.
Stop.
My drinking was nighttime. You remember the comic. It's the comics curse, right?
Yeah, exactly.
It's nighttime. It's let me have, you know, a beer before the show and after the show and during the show. And there's three shows on Saturday.
Yeah. Yeah. Listen, I spent some time in the comedy condos myself, so
yeah,
I know.
Fun. Yeah. You get to shave the sheets. You know? Yeah.
So I got to get your take on the gay marriage movement that seems to be sweeping across the country.
Yeah, well, thank you. Goodness.
Yeah.
Civil rights are good for everybody.
Yeah, civil rights. Check into it. What now? I don't remember you and Kelly went to San Francisco and got married. So now is your marriage one of the ones in legal limbo now, or what's the deal?
No, we were annulled officially.
Oh.
We went and got married when Gavin Newsom was marrying everyone during the beginning of the Iraq War, and we were sitting home, and all of a sudden it was a news break. And it was George Bush, the first time speaking since the war started, and we're like, oh, my God. And he comes on in the middle of the war to say, the gays are getting married in San Francisco, and I'm going to do everything I can to stop this. I was so livid.
Wow.
I said to Kelly, somebody famous needs to go get married right now. She goes, let's do it. I said, okay. We got on a plane and went and did it.
Wow.
It was more of an act of civil disobedience, you know.
Listen, let me tell you, we are so embarrassed out here in California to be the one behind the times on gay marriage. We got faced by Iowa.
Yeah, you did.
So what are you going to do? Are you thinking of doing it in one of the states it's legal again? Or
yeah, as soon as it's legal in New York, we're going to do it.
Mm-hmm. Can I be the flower girl?
I think you'd have to fight my two kids.
Yeah, that's true.
And I've got girly girls. I've got to put on the dress and the hair and the beads and the necklace.
Listen, I can do it up. All right, go to Rosie.com for more information on Rosie's appearance this Saturday in Boca Raton and elsewhere. Rosie, so good to see you again.
Hey, listen, keep kicking ass on those shows, Stephanie Miller.
Listen, I do the best I can. I'm no Rosie O'Donnell.
No, but you're smart, honey. You're smarter than me. Yeah,
nice. Don't think about that.
You got that political thing in your blood where your father did the whole
thing with the guy in the 64. I know. All right,
all
Rosie.
Right,
good to see you again, Rosie.
You too.
All right, there she goes. Rosie
Yay!
O'Donnell.
Yay!
Hey, come on.
She couldn't have been more delightful.
She is delightful. You know what? We got some big names coming slumming around this joint lately. What's the deal?
What's up with that?
I don't know.
Rebecca's working overtime.
Rebecca's
yes.
Something. Is she stealing cash from my accounts and paying these people off? What's...
You know, she does. She does have the company credit card. Actually, she's the only one who's been trusted with it.
The guy that owns the show that's trying to kill me for the life insurance money.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's how she does it.
43 minutes after the hour,
or
she's just really good at her job.
She
Could
works really, really hard.
Could
What's that like?
Yeah.
Jim just shows up at the last minute with something scrawled on a cocktail napkin. He's like, people work on this show? 43 minutes after the hour, right back with more teabagging as we continue on The Stephanie Miller Show.
Oh my, how ruthlessly absurd.
It's The Stephanie Miller Show.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 48 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEPH-12, the phone number. Toll free from anywhere. Robin Inglewood and the teabagging. Hello, Rob.
Hey, good morning, Diggles. Good morning, Mooks.
Hello.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that I was over at the Glendale teabagging party last yesterday.
Uh-huh.
That consists of a couple of Ron Paul supporters, a couple of 9/11 conspiracists, and, of course, the natural Obama's a socialist. Oh, we can't forget the fact that one person there was still questioning his legitimacy as an American citizen. So
yeah, you know, well, so I mean, Rob, this was my point. It's like you can't tell the difference anymore between the fringe right-wing crazies and the Republican Party. And you had Rick Perry, the governor of Texas, talking about Texas succeeding.
Succeeding. But also to do fairs, I did talk to a couple people who were pretty nice, and one lady specifically she's been having this issue with the IRS for a long time. So yeah, But I did. My main purpose there was to tell them. You know, I can understand what some of you guys are talking about, with the exception of you right wing nut jobs, forget about you. I don't need you. But the fact of the matter is, you guys are being duped by the right wing media. You know, so
yeah, exactly, exactly. Yeah. No, I mean. That's just the fact that what happened in Washington, them not getting permits to do anything, shows they're essentially anarchists. Let's see, I'm an organizer. That means I was supposed to do some sort of
organizing.
Permits. Who knew you couldn't just toss anything you want over the White House fence?
Permits? What is this, a dictatorship?
He's a fascist.
President's got laws and stuff.
You can't throw powdery white substance over the White House fence.
I'm not going to stop for stop signs ever again.
Ken in Seattle.
Freedom!
Ken in Seattle. You're on the Stephanie Miller.
They may take our lives, but they'll never take our freedom.
Yes, Jim would like freedom from stop signs, as he mentioned yesterday.
That's right.
We don't need over government control. You liberals trying to control everything. People stop here. Go here. Stop lights. Ken in Seattle.
This will not stand.
Wow. Ken in Seattle, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome.
Morning, Stephanie and the Mooks.
Hello.
Hey, I wandered through the crowd at the teabag party at Seattle,
yeah.
And it was probably under 500 crowd.
Oh get out. Really? That's where Neil Cavuto was?
Yeah.
Gee, I thought he said there was 15,000 people.
Yeah, it didn't even fill the whole Westlake Center. Anyway, I engaged with a lot of people and talked to them about, you know, things. I asked them, getting over a cold here.
Mm.
Where were they when Bush was handing out millions of dollars pallets to Iraq? And a lot of them, he really did that? And it was just, you know, a good engagement, like Tom Hartman said, you know, engage them and ask them, you know,
right.
About,
yeah,
you know,
back slowly away from the Fox News to just digest a couple of facts.
Yeah, and, you know, ask them, you know, did they know what the actual Tea Party was about? Oh, it was about independence from Europe. I said, no,
yeah.
It wasn't. So
yeah.
I had to educate them a little bit. But
you know, you might want to mention, you know, taxes are lower than they were under your hero Ronald Reagan. You might want to.
Yeah, I mentioned that to a couple of them, too, and I told them that I served in the military, so, you know, they thanked me for my service. But like your caller earlier said, I was the only black in the crowd. I said, wait a minute, I felt like I was at a Klan rally.
I mean, not far from the truth. Yeah.
Well, you know, I mean, even that, you know, they're blustering now about this Homeland Security report, saying, you know, that some disgruntled vets are obviously, you know, prone to this kind of, you know, these right-wing lunatic fringe organizations. And now they're down their anti-troop rant. See? Democrats hate the troops. It's like, oh, please.
Yeah. Well, they were pretty engaging. And one had a pin with a picture of Obama. as a socialist. I said, why do you consider Obama a socialist? Oh, we love Obama. And I said, well, why do you have his picture on your button? Oh, it was just one that was given to me.
Oh,
yes.
By Fox, oh wow.
Brought to you by Fox News.
I don't know what this is about, but they failed
They told me to show up.
All right.
I thought it was popcorn.
Let's go to... It was free popcorn. Michael in Los Angeles on teabagging. Hi, Mike.
Hey, guys. Hey, first of all, thanks a lot for leaving that image of Glenn Beck and Hannity teabagging each other.
Yeah. Yes. Sorry about
Dude.
That. Yikes.
You know, I suppose if people were teabagging and if they were teabagging for the original reason, and if I'm not mistaken, the Boston Tea Party wasn't really about taxes. It was about monopolies, and monopolies are what got us into this, this problem.
I don't think a lot of logic was to be found in the teabaggers yesterday. Do you think?
No.
They didn't really think this through.
I don't think any of them understood the whole meaning of the tea thing. I'm not sure they got the
no.
Got the historical allusion.
Marie in Atlanta on the teabaggers. Hello, Marie.
Hello, Stephanie. Hello.
Hello.
I work in a building across the street from the Capitol in Atlanta, and I got to view all of the gatherings and all of the teabagging. My goodness, it's going to take a good deal of therapy to get that out of my brain.
Yes, yes.
But what I thought was really interesting was the diversity. See, you really didn't get the diversity if you weren't there. There really were a few people under the age of 55.
Really now?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Oh, by the way, I meant to mention to our last caller who was a vet, who was what right-wing sites and all the soldiers that were cheering for Obama in Iraq?
Mm-hmm.
They're not real soldiers.
That's right.
They only honor your service if you agree with them politically.
Yeah, they trotted out the fake soldiers for the photo op.
Right.
The real soldiers were out.
Yeah. 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 Whatever. Okay. Laura Ingraham at the big D.C. teabagging. Or Ingraham teabagging in Washington yesterday.
Mm, really?
Regardless of whether the media covers this or not, I think the people are beginning to wake up.
Yeah.
Deutschland erwache.
You with me? Who's with me? Okay, let's go into the conservative think tank office and throw some tea stuff, guys.
Throw some tea in the sink.
Didn't even sound like they could afford very good microphones. Was she talking into a beer can?
I think so.
She was overmodulating just a little bit.
Well, she has such a soothing voice anyway.
Wake up, white people! Okay, Riley on the...
Today, the New York Times and its satellite, the Boston Globe, totally ignored the Tea Party protests.
Mm.
The network news paid scant attention, with the exception of NBC News, which allowed its commentators to viciously attack Americans who support the Tea Parties. Once again, General Electric boss Jeff Immelt and NBC president Jeff Zucker disgracefully permitted personal attacks, some of them obscene, on fellow Americans who disagree with their far-left vision. These men are corrupt, and they are greatly damaging the nation.
General Electric, that far-left smear mill.
That sells missiles.
Yeah.
I don't believe MSNBC attacked the Americans that were there. They attacked people like
the people
Neil Cavuto that was lying about the number of people that were there and happened to catch him on tape.
A million. A billion. Okay, we'll say a billion.
By the way, Neil Cavuto, aforementioned Fox News anchor that was caught in a big fat lie, suggests bias is keeping the mainstream media from covering the Tea Parties with the same enthusiasm that they devote to civil rights protests and anti-war rallies. There were hundreds of thousands of people.
Right, yeah.
Yeah. And, 70% of the American people were against the Iraq War. That's a story.
Right. And what self-respecting news organization would promote the events of another news organization?
Yeah, exactly. 500 numbnuts that show
exactly.
Just throw teabags in a right-wing think tank office.
That's why it wasn't covered, because it was a promotion, not a news event.
No, it wasn't. It was an organic movement.
Here we have a situation where we have an organic movement. It wasn't started by Fox.
No.
Wasn't started by talk radio. Wasn't started by any of the hosts covering it. This was started by the people of the United States of America.
Yes.
Thousands of them across the country
who are fed up.
Okay, this from the ground up. It bubbled up. That's a major story in and of itself.
Crude.
It bubbled. It's a bubbling crude of small smatterings of right-wing nuts. Okay.
Are you a rotten liar?
Wow.
You lie! You lie!
Yikes, 57 minutes after the hour. Stand-up news is next on the Stephanie Miller Show.
gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. Sorry, I'm distracted by our off-air discussion of the exact mechanics of teabagging. 6 minutes after the hour, 1-800-STEPH-1-2, the phone number toll-free from anywhere.
You know, some people are eating.
StephanieMiller.com, the website, check it out. You can email us all there. Executive producer Chris LaVoy, voice deity Jim Ward, or me, Stephanie Miller. Rob Riggle of The Daily Show coming up on the Celebrity Hotline next hour.
Great.
Jeff in Alexandria with a taxpayer question on the teabagging. Ms. Miller, how much will it cost to clean up after this orgy of teabagging? Will Fox News help to defray this cost placed on the overburdened taxpayer? Thank you, Jeff. You know, you got to clean up after a teabagging.
Yeah, that's right. I wonder if they bust their own tables.
By the way, the parks are there because of taxes.
Yes.
Police, you know, taxes.
Keith in Illinois on teabagging. Hello, Keith.
I am so incensed, Stephanie. These ill-educated people who don't even know the purpose of the first Boston Tea Party. It was to kick people like me out of your country, and we're still here.
Yeah. Well, that's like the one lady I was saying it said that this is taxation without representation. You're like, what? No, that
one, says no.
The original one was about, but no, you have representation.
You have quite a bit of representation.
Bonnie and Joyzy on teabagging. Hi, Bonnie.
Good morning.
Good morning.
By the way, the hold music sounds like it was definitely taken from a bad porno flick.
No, we're actually running a bad porno film in here during the break. That's what we're doing. All right, go ahead, Bonnie.
Well, I was listening to a sound clip of one of the tea parties that was taking place in our grand nation, and I swear to you, I thought I was listening to Mel Brooks' Young Frankenstein in the mob scene. This one genius was screaming, "They're brainwashing our children, pull them from the colleges," and another female Mensa member was screaming, "Burn the books."
Oh, no.
Oh, wow.
Perhaps I could help you with that hump. What hump?
That's often asked
and
a teabagger.
At the same time, they were portraying Obama as Hitler.
Yeah.
While they're calling for book burning.
They were confused a little bit.
You must be Igor.
No, it's pronounced Igor.
I was told it was Igor.
But they were wrong then, weren't they?
A lot of the, I think some of the people there look like Igor, actually.
Listen to me very carefully. Put the candle back.
Okay, let's check
The teabag back.
Get the teabag off. Okay, let's check some news we don't want to lose, shall we? Here we go.
Yippee. It's time for stand-up news. And now, here's anchor person, Stephanie Miller.
Oh, that's, just a lot of unfortunate headlines from yesterday's events. Ellen just sent me Anderson Cooper. It's hard to talk when you're teabagging. Okay.
They're imitating MSNBC.
All right. This is a cool story. Our top story, NASA photos show giant cosmic hand.
Is it a nebula that just looks like a hand?
It's a cloud of gas.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, it's an actual hand.
Some fundamentalists will see.
Jesus in a potato chip. Yeah.
New photographs released by NASA have captured images of a vast stellar formation resembling a human hand reaching across space. It shows what appears to be ghostly blue fingers, a thumb, and a pinky clearly discernible from index, ring, and middle digits reaching into a sparkly cloud of fiery red.
A cloud of gas.
Some NASA geek said the pulsar is a rapidly spinning neutron star which is spewing energy out into space around it to create complex and intriguing structures, including one that resembles a large cosmic hand.
Hmm.
We have a NASA spokesman.
The recent discovery of the so-called hand nebula was a very exciting one for us. As you know, at first we had trouble distinguishing the hand from the surrounding formations, and it didn't pop out at us at first. Well, we've had the benefit of some time now to look at the original photos, as well as a large quantity of additional images, and we have something rather disturbing to report. The hand was seen to be reaching into a fiery, glittering cloud of red that seemed to be an abstract geometric shape, beautiful to be sure, but not representative. On further examination, it suddenly became clear that the glittering cloud of sparkly red was, let's call it a galactic yoni, shall we? Those of us inspired by Eastern religions were ecstatic at first, thinking we were being vouchsafed a vision of cosmic nirvana. Alas, it was not to be. Once we determined the shape of the yoni. Everything else suddenly snapped into focus. The legs, the breasts, the garter belt, and the high
heels. Oh, no.
With a little more examination, we suddenly met at what could have been nothing but a URL. It seems we've stumbled onto the website for hotlactatingpulsars.com. We're devastated at the tawdriness of it all, but we remain scientists to the last. Next year, we're sending a probe with a specialized payload, a giant computer mouse with which to click on it. With the uncertainty concerning galactic currency, we're just hoping it takes payment by phone. Oh, yeah.
Freaks
that
NASA.
Is the question of the day. Do pulsating lactating pulsars take...
What?
Never mind.
I don't know. All right. Do they take credit card by phone? Who knows? All right.
Okay.
Finally, the headline is Condoleezza Rice gets three-book deal. Former Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice has agreed to a three-book deal with Crown Publishers, starting with a memoir about her years in the administration of George W. Bush.
Bow.
Rice will combine candid narrative.
Hey, three-book deal on a three-dog night.
I wonder how candid. I wonder if it will address any of those tabloid rumors.
Which tabloid rumors, Stephanie?
The ones that she was sleeping with George Bush.
Oh, there you go, spreading those silly tabloid rumors again.
For some reason, the dear leader of North Korea had some thoughts on this.
J to the I-L-N-A. Easy. So, my lovely little Condoleezza, I see you're getting a three-book deal. I think you should come to Pyongyang again, it's hard to say. And we'll get ourselves involved in a three-dog night. Ha ha! Especially since the six-way talk's not going to happen again. I'm feeling a little lonely, and I got to fill up the time somehow. What better way than with my little Condoleezza reactor core? I got plenty of fuel rod that hadn't been spent yet, and I think I want to make your ovaries grow like a three-mile island. We're going to make our own personal meltdown. Maybe we call it the French Polynesia Syndrome. Since we melt to the earth and pop up in the middle of Papa Ete. Then I feed you breadfruit and banana, and we do it all over again. I'm so excited just to think about it. It's a lot of fun to get the world panties in a water about my nuclear facility and my Kwang Yang Song, too. But I learned once again to wad up your Chanel panties and fire off three stages of hot, fiery propulsion. Oh, those were the days. I confess I'm going to miss chumping George Bush, but I can deal. Come back to me, my love, and make a dear reader a happy ruthless dictator of a Fedoroga state once again. Come to me, my Condoleezza baby. Come to me and don't be blue. All your fears are foolish fancy, maybe. You know, dear, that I'm in love with you.
Keep out! What kind of mood were you in when you wrote both of those bits last night? But I mean,
that's all for stand-up news. I'm here all week. Tell your friends. You know, it's surprising that George Bush and Kim Jong-il couldn't come to a better agreement when he was in office. They share such an affection for Condi. Okay. If you'd like more Jim Ward, Falderall.
Talk to me when I'm not eating.
Yes. Jim Ward's apocryphal, but true. Yeah. That's on the Stephanie Miller website.
Thailand.
Yes, StephanieMiller.com. Thank you. All right. Yes, we're still at the part where we're talking on the air here. All right. Back to the teabagging, because I can't get enough of it myself.
Can't get enough teabagging?
No.
Really?
So, as you know, it was a grassroots uprising of the people. Weirdly enough, this is probably a coincidence. Neil Cavuto was in Sacramento. Greta Van Susteren was in Washington. Sean Hannity in Atlanta. Glenn Beck at the Alamo in San Antonio.
Almost as if it were sponsored by Fixed Noise.
Wow, that was quite a big story that they had to send out every single host they had to things all across the country.
Yes, dozens of people.
Cavuto told his viewers, I know why we're here. I'm not quite sure why they're not. The other outlets, and that's because it's a Fox News promotion, you see. And
you know what, though? CNN did have reporters out there cover. I don't know what the hell Fox News is talking about.
Yeah. He said, we're going to be right in the middle of these tea baggings.
He did not.
He said tea party protests. Okay. Because at Fox, we don't pick and choose these rallies and protests. They report.
Yeah.
And you decide.
You decide what liars they are.
Yeah, why didn't they send out all of their hosts to any of the anti-war rallies to broadcast from them
and
promote them?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was
fair
different,
and balance my ass.
Interest. Those were just a bunch of ragtag crazies, if you remember the Fox News reporting.
Yes, the 70% of the people who were against the Iraq War.
Yeah. And the hundreds of thousands that showed up at many of those rallies. Mm-hmm. The Tea Parties and the Republican establishment.
Computer says no.
Not so much. A One Republican consultant said one can sense a hesitance from the establishment wing of the GOP about getting too involved in this movement. The concern would seem being associated with a flop or an event that one cannot control and may feature language not entirely keeping with mainstream political discourse.
And also a bunch of extremely far-right lunatics there as well.
Exactly.
Racists and...
Mitt Romney took a pass. Mitch McConnell.
Computer says
Eric Cantor.
Computer says no.
Sarah Palin.
Computer says no.
None of them. However, guess who was at one of them? The boner.
Oh,
Nudie. Yeah, Nudie. Nudie. And the boner.
I know a thing or two about teabagging, frankly.
Oh, dear.
Anthony in Atlanta begs to differ on the teabagging. Hi, Anthony.
Good morning. How's everybody
doing? Good morning, Anthony. Go ahead.
Great event last night. 20,000 plus. Here we are talking
you
about
get that crowd. You got that crowd estimate from who? Sean Hannity?
No, actually, I was right in the midst of it.
You counted.
I've been to stadiums. I've been to sporting events. I know when there's 5, 10, 15, 20, 25,000.
Oh, you're good.
So you can judge for yourself. But the conversation was good. One side's talking about big government, overspending. And the topic of the day on the other side was Beau. So that goes to show you exactly what took place.
Wow, you're just a walking talking point, aren't you?
Yeah. And the other thing is that I saw some of the signage.
The topic of
the
conversation.
Was
the signage that I saw one sign that said, I used my middle-class tax break to pay for this sign. You know that $13 a week?
Ah, that's funny.
You know, that's really...
You know that adds up to quite a bit at the end of the year, Anthony.
Anthony, you know that you were basically protesting George Bush's tax policies yesterday.
No, I think we're what we're really talking about is the $10 trillion debt that's going to be on our doorstep.
That was put in place by George W. Bush.
No, sir. In 90 days, he's already doubled George Bush's debt, sir.
No, he has not.
I think you better you weren't too good at math. Were you in school?
Yes, in fact, I was.
And how about the other one? Don't tax me, bro. I like that one the best.
That's funny.
Yeah, because that has a veil of racism, doesn't it, Anthony? Huh?
Anthony left. Odd that he didn't want to talk anymore.
Yeah.
Get it, bro, because that's slang for an African American.
I think it's the don't tase me, bro.
I get it.
Well,
okay.
There's also a little veiled racism in there.
There's overt racism in some of these things.
Yeah, there was.
Yeah, I'll say. All right. Sean Hannity on the teabagging and the deficit.
If we're talking about this kind of debt and this kind of deficit, is this really a battle between not limited government and,
socialism,
you know,
right?
Less government,
socialism.
Obama, which... Is this now a battle between capitalism and socialism?
Sean!
Capitalism brought us this thing. Unrestrained, unregulated capitalism
just say this
is why
about
we're in the trouble we are now. What?
Didn't that caller just say this is about the debt? I wonder where he got that. Oh, maybe it was Sean Hannity.
Yeah.
Why did I sense that he might be a Sean Hannity aficionado?
Sean Hannity's show from Atlanta last night was so plagued with technical difficulties. It was really hard to watch.
Dear, well, that must have been because of the ginormous crowds of 25,000 and more.
Yeah, those...
It might have been hard to control the technical aspects.
Where did this guy say he was?
Atlanta.
20,000?
Atlanta. And did you hear that crowd that was cheering behind Sean?
That didn't sound like 25,000.
25,000?
No.
Yeah, let's hear it again. Well, we're not experts, although we are experts in audio.
If we're talking about this kind of debt and this kind of deficit, is this really a battle between not limited government less government, Obama, which... Is this now a battle between capitalism and socialism?
Yeah, that sounded like 25,000 to me. Yeah, Sean.
I'm looking, trying to find the head count.
Okay, 20 minutes after the hour, back with a skosh more teabagging, and then stuff that makes sense on tax policy. 20 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Yeah, sorry about that. The show's gotten a little lowbrow.
What are you talking about? It's like the most hilarious show ever.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show, 25 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEPH-12, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. Robert in Riverside on Teabagging. Hi, Robert.
Hi. Yesterday, my son, Colton Stackman, covered the Temecula Riverside Teabagging for the Huffington Post, and it was amazing how many people there didn't even realize what they were there. But one of the questions he asked various people was, hi, we're here today at Ronald Reagan Park. How do you think this park was paid for?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and by the way, you're getting taxed less than when Ronald Reagan was president, you
right.
Morons. Let's go to Christopher in Minneapolis. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome.
Hello.
Hello, Chris.
Yeah, hi, guys. I just had a comment about all this teabagging.
Yes.
Basically, I live in Minnesota, and we've been taxed without representation for quite a few months.
Thank
well,
you.
There you go.
You're
going
to have a bona fide tea party.
Right.
if only you could
Norm
get a...
Coleman would...
Actually, two senators. That would be representation. Okay. The president yesterday did not mention the tea parties, oddly enough.
But he still smacked them down.
Yes, he said, for too long we've seen taxes used as a wedge to scare people into supporting policies that increase the burden on working people instead of helping them live their dreams. That has to change. He used a tax day yesterday to deliver a pitch for what he called the most progressive tax cut in American history, which is true. Mm-hmm. True dat. The president yesterday.
I want every American to know that we will rewrite the tax code so that it puts your interests over any special interests. And we'll make it easier, quicker, and less expensive for you to file a return so that April 15th is not a date that is approached with dread every year.
That's actually a good idea, simplifying the tax code.
We need to simplify a monstrous tax code that is far too complicated for most Americans to understand, but just complicated enough for the insiders who know how to game the system.
So, again, a little message for the teabaggers, just for all y'all's...
We've passed a broad and sweeping tax cut for 95% of American workers.
Yes. So that's why perhaps a lot of those teabaggings were sparsely attended. Okay. And then he was very specific about the tax cut.
This tax cut will reach 120 million families and put $120 billion directly into their pockets.
Yeah, but they're socialist tax cuts. Mm-hmm. Ah, mm-hmm. Gotcha. Mm-hmm.
We've made a clear promise that families that earn less than $250,000 a year will not see their taxes increase by a single dime.
Ha-ha! Socialist is not going to increase our tax. What?
Oh, Robert Gibbs, the White House Press Secretary, amplifying that.
The president promised significant tax relief for working families in this country, and in the first month of his administration, delivered just that to the American people.
Julie in Tucson on Teabagging. Hello, Julie.
Hey, you know, you got to give Fox credit. They've gotten the ultra-ignorant to protest for the ultra-rich here.
Yeah, that's
exactly.
True.
Exactly.
That's the trick they've been pulling for 30 years
Yeah,
now.
Exactly, making you think that the Republican Party is in your best interest. All right, 28 minutes after the hour, back with the, wow, this is all they got is screaming about the this Homeland Security report. Yeah. About the government monitoring the activities of the far-right extremist groups.
Yeah.
Okay. Because
they're actually dangerous.
Yeah. We will be back with all of that on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
Listen, mister, I don't go for this sort of thing. I know a lot of the other girls are turned on by these sort of kinky phone calls, but I really couldn't care less. I am not going to listen to any more of this. I mean, I've had just about enough. What are you wearing?
It is the Stephanie Miller Show.
I miss Madeline Kahn.
I do, too.
Me, too.
Great.
33 minutes after the hour, 1-800-STEPH-12, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. Dave in Chicago on the Teabaggers. Hello, Dave.
Hi, kids. Yes, the U.S. news media never covered or reported an anti-war protest or any of our protests.
Yeah, the liberal media, right?
Right, before the fact, because they wanted a low number turnout. The only thing that was covered that I can remember, Tim Russert, Meet the Press, 4 seconds. Four seconds of video, and he talked over it during those 4 seconds.
Yep. No, I know. That's what we were saying. Isn't it hilarious that Fox News portrayed that as some sort of, you know, little tiny band of left-wing crazies when it was 70% of the American people were against the Iraq War, and a lot of these rallies had literally, like, hundreds of thousands, remember?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
mean, it's just amazing.
And while some of the teabagging parties had like 20.
Yeah. 20, yeah, Nate Silver
is 20,000.
538.
20, yeah.
At 538.com, who was very accurate during the primaries and the election. He has crowd estimates. And, it's weird. They seem to vary wildly from what Fox News is saying. We'll see when they get the hard numbers on.
Yeah, I noticed on some of these free Republic sites that you submit your own numbers. Just, you know, give us some numbers.
Yeah.
Nate Silver is basing it on police officials and not obviously like partisans or organizers, because they clearly tend to overestimate. What were we going to say? So the Freeper said there were 25,000 in Atlanta?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is not listed yet. Well, as soon as we have hard numbers from Nate Silva, we'll find out. But right now, the biggest one they have is Denver, 5,000 was the biggest crowd.
Wow.
And then it goes down from there.
We have a cop who is actually at the Atlanta
Healing
event,
now.
And he has a crowd estimate for us.
Roy in Atlanta, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome.
Hey, good morning, Stephanie.
Hey, Roy.
I was listening to that gentleman earlier. That one made me call in. He says roughly 25,000. That's a tear. I worked the event yesterday, and it was roughly around about 4,000. And half of them were senior citizens, which they hardly pay any taxes anyway.
That's right.
So I didn't watch it, but did Sean Hannity give a crowd estimate on the air?
No. That was really disappointed, because we thought we couldn't find any officers willing to work overtime to work the event.
Exactly.
But, it was roughly about 4,000.
All right. Yeah. Thank you, Roy.
Senior citizens who are not paying taxes and probably on Medicare.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that was one of the most heavily promoted ones, because Sean Hannity was at it.
Was going to be there, and there was going to be a performance by John Rich.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Without Big, I guess.
Yes, without Big.
Okay. That would fit with what Nate Silver's saying at 538.com. Olympia, Washington, the second biggest one. That would be the Seattle one, I guess, right? 4,500?
No, that would be Olympia.
Okay, whatever. But those are the biggest ones on the whole list. Then it goes down from there.
Oh, yeah, there are about a million people there.
Some of the bigger cities, they don't have crowd estimates yet, because the police haven't given their estimates yet.
You liberals won't report on it, but there is a billion people there.
Uh-huh. So I'm guessing that our Freeper caller a skosh bit off with his 25,000 estimate. Okay. And Neil Cavuto, you know what? Sean may not have wanted to be caught on tape in a lie like Neil Cavuto was. He may have already heard about that. Neil Cavuto was caught off camera going, are there 5,000 here? And then he went on the air literally right after that and said, there's got to be three times that here.
That's right.
All right. Bob in Texas, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome. Hi, Bob.
Hi. I went to teabag rally in Denton last night, and I was wearing a sweatshirt that said undercover FBI agent, and I got the opposite reaction from what I thought I could. They all liked it. They thought that meant I was on their side.
Oh.
And they kept laughing and telling me how much they liked my shirt, and some of them even took pictures.
Bob, do you get the sense that some of them were not that bright?
Well, I think the people that were carrying signs about Obama's tax policies didn't seem to understand that unless they made over $250,000, they were, in effect, protesting a tax cut that they're going to get next month.
Uh-huh. Exactly.
They might as well have been carrying signs that said, I am stupid.
All right, thank you.
Here's your sign.
Carrie in Seattle, on the governor of Texas, he was at the teabagging in Texas, right?
Austin, yes.
Mm-hmm. Hi, Carrie.
Stephen Mooks. Hey, so when I heard that story, I immediately went to the Texas website, the governor's website, and emailed him and said, please, God, secede from the union.
Please.
Sincerely, the other 49 states.
We've been dying for you to take Texas off our hands. Please.
And what's funny is when you go to the website, the headline on the website, the homepage says, governor threatens to secede from the union, and then right under that, you know, Texas receives $25 bazillion.
Uh-huh. Yeah, exactly. Are they going to give it all back? Yeah. They
succeed. Thank you.
Sure, they will.
We'll
hey, Carrie, here's the other. Yeah, I'm not a lawyer here, but let's think this through for a minute. Let's see. George W. Bush is in Texas, so then technically he wouldn't be a. What are the extradition laws to The Hague?
He wouldn't be in the United States anymore.
Exactly. Yeah. Let's think this through.
Texas can go.
Bye bye, Texas.
Yeah. They
bye
can
bye.
Go. They've done enough damage already.
We're
tearing up the interstates that run through there.
That's
so
right.
And you can't use those anymore.
He wouldn't have the protection of the United States of America anymore, being not a citizen anymore.
And also there won't be any border patrol. they're all gone.
Yes, exactly.
Hire your own people.
Good luck with that.
And post offices, not
no,
of those.
Uh-uh.
Exactly. All right. Okay. Let's say, you know, the other thing that the right wing is screaming about, by the by? Have you, Homeland Security report?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Republicans said a Homeland Security intelligence assessment unfairly characterizes military veterans as right-wing extremists, because that's never
not
happened
what they said.
Before. Yeah, it's not. Yeah, it's not just military veterans. House Republican leader the Boner.
I believe it's pronounced Boehner.
Described the report as offensive. Did he cry about it? And called on the agency.
He cries about everything else. So mm-hmm. I imagine he cried about this.
The agency's intelligence assessment warns that right-wing extremists could use the bad state of the U.S. economy, the election of the country's first black president, to recruit members. The assessment also said returning military veterans who have difficulties assimilating back into their home communities could be susceptible to extremist recruiters or might engage in lone acts of violence.
Sure. Yeah, PTSD.
Thank you. The Boner set to characterize men and women returning home after defending our country as potential terrorists is offensive and unacceptable.
Yeah,
and
did he
throw the report down, I assume?
What happened to the promise that we're going to let the American people see what's in this bill for 48 hours? But nope, we don't have time to do that.
Good thing there's never been any incidents of veterans. Timothy McVeigh.
Wait a minute.
Well, and by the way, I mean, obviously, there were credible threats against Obama during the campaign.
Oh, yeah.
And
absolutely.
You know, what you need, you had the vice presidential candidate calling him a terrorist, for God's sakes. Look at people at the rallies. Sarah Palin rallies yelling, kill him.
That's uh-huh. right.
What, you don't think the government should keep their eye on something like that? Unbelievable.
When we were in Denver, there was a threat against him at the hotel he was staying at. Mm-hmm. Remember that?
Mm-hmm. I'll be doing a conspiracy corner tomorrow. Talking about that very thing.
Oh, good. By the by, yeah, I heard, I saw Sean Hannity last night talking about if, I wonder if is the government monitoring left-wing extremists like, Bill Ayers?
Bill Ayers.
That was 40 years ago. For God's sakes. It's like and then he said a Reverend Wright. Who's
what?
Not been connected to any terrorist. He said incendiary things, but he's not, All right. Jan Napolitano, the Homeland Security Secretary.
We do not exist to infringe, impinge, or invade anybody's constitutional rights of free speech, of free assembly, or anything else like that. We exist to protect the country against the homeland consistent with the United States Constitution. In there is where that product was created and what it was designed to do.
The oath says against all foes, foreign or domestic.
Yes. And do you know who ordered this report?
Hmm.
Who ordered the Homeland Security Department to do this report?
Hmm.
The Bush administration.
Oh, heavens.
Yeah.
She went on to say, let me be clear, we monitor the risks of violent extremism taking root here in the U.S. We don't have the luxury of focusing our efforts on one group. We must protect the country from terrorism, whether foreign or homegrown, and regardless of the ideology that motivates the violence. Drug-addled gas bag, Rush Limbaugh.
This is an effort to criminalize political dissent, standard, ordinary, everyday political dissent.
Mm.
You're a moron. No, he's not a moron. He's a liar.
They're not stifling anything unless, of course, it's violent. And
that's
then
right.
That's illegal. Okay, Roger Hedgehog.
Cock.
Pardon me?
Cock.
Hedgecock.
Yes.
I just did that fairness panel doctrine with him. He's the one that sussed this out first.
If the Bush administration had done this to left-wing extremists, it would be all
left-wing
over the press
extremists.
As an obvious trampling on the First Amendment rights of folks and dissent.
Got news for you. About left-wing extremists.
Yes, got news for you. Under the Bush administration, they did monitor left-wing, quote-unquote, extremist groups.
Yes.
Mr. Hedgecock.
Which many times in that case meant the 70% of the American public that was against the Iraq War. That's what they considered extremist.
Sounds like Mr. Hedgecock's got his head up his ass.
Yes. Is he willfully stupid, or has it just come naturally?
I don't know. Because when we were talking after the panel,
mm-hmm.
he seemed like a nice enough fellow. You know what? I think they're all full of... I think they just pull it right out of their ass. That's what I think about the right-wingers. I'm not sure he even believes it. 43 minutes after the hour, back with more on the right-wing. Pardon, did I say religious? That was
wrong.
I meant right-wing extremist groups as we continue on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Holy crap!
We'll have more on these new developments after this.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. 48 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEPH-12, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. Drew, my right-wing love muffin in Monterey on teabagging. Hi, Drew.
Hey, guys. Hey. And you know, the sexual innuendo jokes, they just never get old. I know.
I know. They don't.
Immaturity is bipartisan.
It just never gets old, really. But, you know, I went to one of the teabag parties, and some of them were protesting taxes, but, you know, the majority of them were saying, you know, quit spending and quit growing government, which they should have been doing the last few years of the Bush administration. Mm-hmm. It doesn't really behoove them that they're just doing it now, because it makes it kind of look like an attack on Obama.
Yeah, Sean Hannity said it really is about our debt and our deficit. But those must have been underpublicized, the protests he had against George Bush's policies when that was all being created.
Yeah, and I agree with you wholeheartedly, but that doesn't change the fact of what's going on now.
Why didn't they have protests during the Bush administration?
I did protest daily through conversations with my friends, through calling into radio shows like yours. I did it daily, so right. I really can't answer that question. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, obviously, but you know,
well, you're out of place in the Republican Party right now because you're not a hypocrite.
Yeah,
you're actually being honest about how we got here economically.
That's what bothers me with this monitoring stuff, guys, is, you know, you're basically saying that, you know, the righties now are all upset because they're the ones being scrutinized, right? But when the lefties are being scrutinized,
the Homeland Security Department has always scrutinized any group that might turn violent. It's not based on, you know, ideology.
Yeah, well, I don't know.
Do you doubt that there have been credible threats against this president because of his race?
I'm sure there are. I mean, I can't attest to that personally. But did you actually read that DHA report? Did you see some of the things in there that they consider to be
But how is it squelching free speech? How are they being squelched in any way?
Well, it's not about that, Stephanie. You know, you yourself said, go ahead and give up your civil liberties, but I'll keep mine. That's a quote from you. They aren't
Drew,
just doing
my
this
point group. Is when the Bush administration was monitoring anti-war rallies, did you ever hear any anti-war activists doing anything violent? There were hundreds of thousands of people at these rallies all over the country, and the Bush administration was monitoring that very closely.
Okay. Well, I don't think this was an anti-war. This was...
Right, but my point is, those would, I guess, in your view, be left-wing activists. Did any of those... Did you hear one violent incident?
I don't know. Do you remember the people getting arrested at the RNC? Do you remember how much violence was going on that? The Republican National Conference? I mean,
I was there.
We talked to Amy Goodman, who was arrested. She was kind of beat up. Yeah, she was kind of bad.
I know, and I'm sure she didn't provoke that at all.
She didn't.
Whatsoever.
There were witnesses.
Drew, but that's my point.
And the Republicans stood up and cheered when
there
people
are countless
were
incidents.
Beaten up by
yeah,
the
exactly. There news. Were countless incidents of anti-war protesters being roughed up, as Jim is saying. Have you heard any of these right-wing nuts? Have you heard any stories yet about the government doing anything untoward to them?
No. Well, there was that guy who was...
Monitoring means they're keeping their eye on it.
Yeah, I know, Stephanie, but monitoring is big brother. You know, the bottom line is our government.
Violent extremists monitored out, no matter what their political ideology
like
is.
If websites advocating murdering the president, that's something that needs to be looked into.
Yes, it needs to be monitored.
Yeah, it's free speech, but, you know, be prepared to take responsibility for
okay, because but then if I'm trying to recruit people to protest against the government, should I be monitored?
Well, if you're not advocating violence,
The Bush administration is the one that engaged in warrantless wiretapping and squelching of our civil liberties. I know, guys,
but bottom line, government is growing. Our civil liberties will be shrinking at the same time.
Oh, please. You're just now waking up to our civil liberties being...
No, I'm not.
Welcome to our party.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Thank you, Drew.
By government growing, they mean that the government is spending taxpayer dollars to do things to bring the economy back to life.
Exactly.
It's not about monitoring people or infringing on their civil liberties.
That's the ridiculous
it's
thing.
Trying to
that it, this is a socialist.
The mess that George Bush left.
Thank you. That this is some sort of socialist plot when it's just fixing the mess that George Bush left us economically. Mm-hmm. I mean,
and yes, it will increase the deficit, and which Obama has.
And by the by, who is this latest guy? Remember the shot up Popolowski, right?
In Pittsburgh.
Uh-huh. You know, again, a Glenn Beck fan listening to a lot of this incendiary language. It's not like this; they have nothing to base this on. This is just crazy.
Who killed a bunch of cops with assault rifles because he was protesting the idea that Obama is going to take away his assault rifles.
The quote-unquote Obama gun ban that is non-existent.
Thereby proving that we need a ban, return the ban on assault weapons.
Yeah. What's in the other guy, the latest, I can't remember where, violence. You know, they found the Hannity book and O'Reilly book and Michael Savage book.
Oh, that was in Memphis,
book.
Wasn't it?
Yes, liberalism is a disorder, whatever book. And he said he on record saying, I hate liberals, blah, blah, blah. So you can't say that there has not been any incidents. It's not like Tim McVeigh was the only one.
Right.
Okay.
Michael Moore has never killed anyone.
Janet Napolitano said, we are on the lookout for criminal and terrorist activity, but we do not, nor will we ever, monitor ideology or political beliefs. We take seriously our responsibility to protect civil rights and liberties of the American people, including subjecting our activities to rigorous oversight from numerous internal and external sources. That would be something new that we didn't have in
oversight.
The Bush administration. Okay. Tim in Texas, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome. Hi, Tim.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Good.
I've just been listening all morning, and I hear all these people, you know, talking about Texas, and they'd be happy for us to succeed, and I'm an American born in Texas, an American first.
Your
Texas
governor was the one that suggested Texas should secede yesterday.
Yeah, and he's an idiot. I didn't vote for that.
Okay.
I didn't vote for the last one.
Well, good.
I didn't vote for him as president. I didn't vote for him as governor, and I'd be happy to let them both succeed from Texas.
Yes, all right.
But
we don't actually want you to secede, Tim. We're just saying that, you know, he's the governor of Texas, and he's at this, you know, fringe rally talking about Texas seceding. I mean, it's...
Also talking about the irony of it.
There's a bunch of idiots down here that feel the same way that he does.
Yeah, I know.
Right.
There's a bunch of us that don't.
You come stay with us out here in California, Tim.
I'd love to.
All right.
It's mostly about the stunning hypocrisy of accepting all that government money.
Yeah.
And then claiming you want to secede from the union because of all that taxpayer money.
See, if Tim moved in with me, then Paula Cole's question would finally be answered. Where have all the cowboys gone?
Stephanie Miller.
That's correct.
To the Stephanie Miller Ranch.
Mm-hmm. I could use a good ranch hand.
Could ride Max. Fit Max with a saddle.
Lori in Chicago on Texas seceding. Hello, Lori.
Hi, guys. Something to ponder if Texas secedes.
Uh-huh.
What's to become of all the Bobby Sue Miss America wannabes?
Oh, yeah, that's
there'll
true.
Be a dearth of cheerleaders. Squeezy McFeel pants will have to get on that. Let's go to Michael in Los Angeles. I imagine you'd have some sort of housing program for them, wouldn't you?
One upside to Texas seceding, especially when you consider some of the recent governors, is the median IQ for the rest of the country would immediately go up by one standard deviation at least.
That's painting with a bit of a broad brush.
A big Texas-sized brush.
Ann Richards used to be governor.
That's right.
That's
and Molly Ivins was from Texas.
That's
God
right.
rest her soul.
That's right. They evened out the other end of the IQ.
Yeah.
Marcy, in Portland, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show on Teabagging. Hello, Mars.
Hi, Mama. Hi, Moose.
Hello.
Hey, you know, I've been enjoying the hilarity along with everyone else, and it's just been great. But, you know...
Brings out the eighth grader in all of us, the teabagging, doesn't it?
It really does. But, you know, I've gone on marches before. I didn't go to this one. But I've gone on, you know, anti-war marches and stuff like that. And I always feel so proud and so happy and, you know, like I've done my civic duty and I'm a good citizen. And I just feel like, aw, you know, these people had their AstroTurf picnic and they had a good time and, you know...
And they made their little signs.
They're feeling like citizens, finally. Now, if we can just move that enthusiasm a little to the left, it's what we need to do, you know?
So a lot of these poor people, though, they didn't exactly even know why they were there. Did you notice? They were a little confused.
I did notice that, but, you know, they felt good about it anyway.
Exactly.
You know, so bless their little hearts.
Bless their hearts. Aww. Some sympathy for the teabaggers. Dave in Minneapolis, real quick on teabagging. Hello, Dave.
Hey, Mama. Yeah, I think that whole event yesterday was an enormous commercial for the improvement of our education system.
Yes.
All right. 57 minutes after the hour. Back with Tinsel Talk and Rob Riggle from The Daily Show. Don't go away. It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
I'm It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 6 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number. Toll free from anywhere. Rob Riggle of The Daily Show.
Yes, who was just promoted.
I know, in the military, too.
That's right, too. Lieutenant Colonel in the U.S. Marines.
He's an actual lieutenant colonel.
That's right.
Are they allowed to be funny in the Marines?
I have a couple of friends who are Marines, and they're both really funny.
Huh.
Well.
All right. Talk to Rob. If you missed the Rosie O'Donnell interview, that'll be up on StephanieMiller.com after the show. And tomorrow, Dr. Sanjay Gupta and Fran Drescher on
the
Celebrity Hotline. You can email us all there as well. Executive producer Chris LaVoie, voice deity Jim Ward, or me, Stephanie Miller, like Julie did, who is the official beaver reporter of the Stephanie Miller Show. This headline, beavers make a strong return to Jackson County. Jim, beaver back in Jackson County.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Thank God.
Joe O'Neill.
Anything about Johnson County? Is that they have beaver problems?
No word on that.
Okay.
Yeah, just about Jackson. Joe O'Neill, the county roads manager, said, we've always had a problem with beaver.
Nice beaver.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. I just had it stuffed.
But this year they seem to have come back strong, making a comeback, beaver is. Katrina actually gave the coast a beaver reprieve. Because those were tough times and people not in the mood.
Tough times in Beaver Town.
Mm-hmm. Scott Alls, who oversees, who traps beaver, said beavers are having a heyday. Mm. Gone are the days when Jackson County crews fought them with dynamite. Ow. Alls said that it is common to see a small colony of beaver that are 20 to 80 pounds in size. That is a big beaver. Refill the dam in one night. It's amazing what an 80-pound beaver could do in one night.
We're skating on thin ice this week, you know,
yeah.
With all of these teabagging.
And now back to teabagging.
Yes. Yeah.
And all the beaver in Johnson County?
Exactly.
Jackson County?
Jackson County. So. All right. We'll be back with more of what Roger Hedgehog has to
Cock.
Say. Pardon me?
Roger Hedgecock.
Oh, Roger Hedgecock, the right-wing radio
was
host.
Was he at any of the teabagging events?
Has to say about the Homeland Security report monitoring right-wing extremists. All right. Meanwhile, cooties have been found at the House of Representatives gym.
What?
Cooties? A member of the House gym has been diagnosed. Hmm? I'm not saying John Boner has
chlamydia.
I don't know what the rumor is. I don't. It's been a staph infection, right?
Ooh, that's like a... Yeah, that is nasty.
Antibiotic-resistant bacteria. The facility has been scrubbed to eliminate the possibility that anyone will become infected.
That's like a flesh-eating virus kind of thing.
Hillary Swank got one of those in her foot when she was training.
Ooh.
I understand it can happen from overuse of tanning products, but I'm not pointing any fingers. Boner. Okay, let's check some entertainment news, shall we, kids? Here we go. There's no
business like show business. It's time for Tinsel Talk. Let's find out what's going on in Hollywood with Stephanie Miller.
Thank you very much. Our top story, the headline is American Apparel slams Woody Allen's sex life. A clothing company known for its racy ads is fighting a $10 million lawsuit brought by Woody Allen, arguing that it can't have damaged his reputation by using his image because the film director has already ruined it himself.
Oh. Oh, dear.
Allen started the fight against American Apparel, Inc. when he sued the company last year for using his image on the company's billboards in Hollywood and New York and on a website. I believe we have Woody's thoughts on this.
Your Honor, this trial is a travesty. It's a travesty of mockery, of a sham, of a mockery, of a travesty, of two mockeries, of a sham.
Mr. Allen, you're the plaintiff.
Yes, exactly my point. American Apparel is shameless. Why would I want to be associated with a sleazy and infantile company that uses hot, sexy, scantily clad women in the advertising, the breasts clearly visible through the tight-fitting, see-through, filmy, lacy negligees? It was disgusting. In fact, you know, send several of those girls to my office so I can spank them until they consent to kiss me without making a face like they smell sour milk. No. May God strike me blind so I never have to see that filth again. Of course, I once stole a pornographic book that was printed in Braille. I used to rub the dirty parts.
Get to the point, Mr. Allen.
I want $10 million.
No.
$5 million?
No.
A C-note?
No.
Could you possibly spring for cab fare?
You do know that the defendants have nude pictures you took of your stepdaughter, Soon Yi, in evidence?
Ah, yes. Well, as Albert Einstein once said, it's impossible to travel faster than the speed of light, and certainly not desirable as one's hat keeps blowing off, but it's no excuse not to try. Gotta go.
Oh, Yeah, he moves fast for being an older gentleman.
Yeah.
Oh. Oh, dear. And finally, days after Mel Gibson's wife of 28 years, Robin, filed for divorce, a 24-year-old Russian pop singer has come forth claiming
she had
a romantic relationship with the 53-year-old actor and has now fallen in love. Oksana Pochipa. Oh, she's good. She confirms that she is the mystery brunette photographed kissing Gibson on a Costa Rican beach in March. She said, "This is serious, and I hope our union will be real and strong and long-lasting."
Oh, boy.
Whatever.
Okay, honey. All right. Do we have Mel?
Well, we have the spokesman for Bimbo Max.
Oh,
which
pardon
me. These. Are you an aging male celebrity? Do you have more money than God and Bill Gates combined, but you're stuck with a mate who's long ago lost her fascination with the wonder that is you? Are you in need of a little help with the ignition coil on your personal roadster? Well, Bimbo Max is here to help you. We have a vast selection of nubile Russian girls who have no other interest in life but to make you feel like the stud you think you are. Raised on a diet of cured salmon and blinis, they have the clear skin, the taut breasts, the lack of turkey neck that says, "Hey, I still got it." We have Ukrainians, we have Georgians, we have Muscovites, we even have little honeys from Siberia, and you can just imagine how hot they run. Admit it, how many years has it been since you've been snapped by the paparazzi as anything but a devoted family man? And aren't you just sick to death of that? Don't let the wife be the only female to suck you dry during the divorce. Oh. Call Bimbo Max today. Listen to a couple of satisfied customers. Here's Ron Wood talking about his purchase at Katerina.
I was feeling in a rat's in bed with my personal and professional life. Now I've got an infantry girlfriend who's already bored with me. And I've lost my wife, family, most of my money, and possibly my career as the Stones are fed up with me as well. Thanks, Bimbo Max. Nastrovia.
And our latest match, Mel Gibson and Oksana Pochipa. After 28 years of marriage, I finally figured out what women want. Somewhere on another page. Oh, here. And I think the answer lies somewhere between conversation and chocolate. Oh, and not shagging a 24-year-old Russian pop singer. Thanks, Bimbo Max. Sometimes I just go nuts. Like now. Ha ha. Eeny, meeny, miny. Hey, Mo! But why stop at just one Slavic slag? Collect them all and start forming your own Union of Soviet Socialist Sex Pots. Your nomenclatura of nookie. Seize the means of reproduction and call now. If your erection lasts as long as the latest 5-year plan, consult your apparatchik.
That's all for Tinsel Talk. I'm here all week. Tell your friends. Is Bimbo Max a subsidiary of Child Max, where Madonna gets her children?
Possibly.
If you'd like more Jim Ward, Paul Rawl.
Check out Jim Ward's Apocryphal but True. There's a tile ad in the Stephanie Miller website, stephaniemiller.com. Take it right there to Jim Ward's Apocryphal but True, which no one can spell.
Okay. Matt, my right-wing love muffin in Chicago. Hello, Matt. Welcome.
Hey, darling. I'm calling. I kind of got an issue.
Thank you, sweet cheeks.
This whole report that they put out, and I've actually read it, and working with the government in the past.
The Homeland Security report.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
And the thing is that, I voted for McCain. And the reason I did that is because our country is in such a situation right now where our foreign diplomacy is so important, and that was a man that just had a history, okay? And I won't go into
a history of anger management problems?
Well, yeah, he's got that too. So do a lot of us. But the point
So you thought that would help foreign diplomacy?
Well, no, his connections that he's had over the years, as opposed to had none. But,
you mean his experience that he's had losing his temper in front of foreign officials?
Who hasn't done that though?
Obama.
Sure.
Obama hasn't done that.
Yeah, who hasn't bitch slapped a foreign leader or two?
Exactly, but what I'm saying is that in this report, essentially what they're making it sound like is that everybody that doesn't agree with Obama is a potential terrorist.
The report says nothing of the kind. No, they're talking about extremist right-wing groups, heavily armed.
Yes, that might turn violent.
But that also includes people, like a terrorist act can consider me going ahead and running into a store and pulling a fire alarm. It doesn't mean I have to have a weapon. It just means my weapon is fear. And by people putting fear into other people's heads, you are considered a terrorist.
You're reading too much into this.
No,
Matt,
this latest
guy, Popolowski, that shot up all the cops, was a Glenn Beck fan that quoted some of his very rants that were talking about the Obama gun ban and blah, blah, blah.
Major issues, but here's the thing too: people that are also pro Obama and pro government with what's going on right now. I was at a rally for Palin.
The point is, some of these anti-Obama people have actually turned violent.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I was a victim of that. I was in Henderson, Nevada, at a McCain-Palin rally. My windows were smashed, my tires were slashed, along with 100 other people.
Vandalism. That's not national security issue.
But wait, the people that were arrested by that were people that were pro-Obama wearing pro-Obama gear.
Well,
and
nobody is promoting vandalism on either side.
No. But it's being made to sound, especially with this report included, that if you're against Obama and what's going on, then you're a bad person.
No. Nowhere in the report does it say these are bad people. It's talking about people that have the potential to turn violent because of
It's all there for perception, though. It's all there for perception.
But how are people's First Amendment rights? I mean, they're not doing anything. They're not squelching your First Amendment rights.
But they're all being put to the test.
If you
Big
have
Brother
a...
is going ahead, the government is going ahead, and they're using all of this as a scare tactic.
No.
To get to people.
If you have a website that advocates the violent overthrow of the U.S. government, that's going to cause some attention with Homeland Security.
Absolutely, and I agree completely with that. Trust me, I have no problems waiting 10 hours in line to get on a plane to go through security checks. I have no problems with any of that. Anything to secure our country, I'm one of the most patriotic people you will ever meet. And I will tell you right
Listen,
now...
Listen, 10 hours is a little too patriotic for me. I'm not waiting 10 hours to get on any flight.
I'll take a cab.
I can drive there in that time, exactly, wherever I'm going. All right, that Simpson family, you know, the Jessica Simpson family, they are entirely too obsessed with her tatas, in my personal opinion. Apparently, Joe Simpson, not the only Simpson family member who likes to comment on
her father.
Breastises.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Chatting with daughter, her mom now, chatting with her daughter via Twitter. See, I don't think parents should Twitter.
Parents shouldn't parent through Twitter.
About their daughters.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Maybe only if she Twitters with Donald Trump. Maybe
What did they say about him?
Okay, Jim, I'll get to that part. Her mom recently Twittered, driving home in my G-Wagon with Jess, both are fast and top-heavy.
Oh, hey now.
Here, Papa Joe raised eyebrows in 2004 when he told GQ that Jessica has got double Ds. You can't cover those suckers up.
Mm. It's inappropriate for your parents to be saying that.
Yeah, Donald Trump mentioned that his daughter's boobs are...
Mike has got an enormous rack. Huge. Mm-hmm. Huge.
That was the origin of Trump's huge, wasn't it?
No. I think it's... Maybe it was his first huge.
I think so.
Okay. All right. Hulk Hogan says, I totally understand O.J. Simpson. Oh, dear.
Oh.
Him. Hmm.
Ooh, he's in a bad divorce.
He's in a bad divorce. That's probably something you don't want to say. If the judge gets wind that you said that, that's probably not. He's sounding homicidal over the way his wife Linda dumped him, forced him out of his $18 million mansion, allegedly started spending his money at the rate of $40,000 a month, and started dating a shaggy-haired pool boy 30 years her junior. I could have turned everything into a crime scene, he said, like O.J. cutting everybody's throat.
God!
Well, he could have phrased it more delicately, like Chris Rock did. He said, now you shouldn't have killed him. But I understand.
By the way, we haven't had a chance to mention that I'm glad Phil Spector got convicted. You know,
how long ago was that? That
was our friend's friend that was killed, Lana Clarkson.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Wow.
He's a good friend of the Stephanie Miller Show. That was the worst defense ever. She committed suicide. You know, you just go to someone's house to,
How long ago was that, and how long?
I know. We got convicted of second degree.
God. I'm glad I wasn't on that jury, and I'm sure you're glad I wasn't on that jury.
My favorite hair was the Ellen DeGeneres wig that he wore at one point. That was the
afro. It's got to be the huge afro.
Huge afro was, that was good. I'm just saying, it was just, then it was like the next day.
Just from his mugshot, they should have put him away in a straight jacket and a rubber cell. I mean, he's clearly...
All right. 20 minutes after the hour, back with more on teabagging, extremism, and the like. Rob Riggle from The Daily Show coming up as well as we continue on The Stephanie Miller Show.
Are you having a party or something?
Non-stop.
It's The Stephanie Miller Show.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 24 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. Jeff in Chicago, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome.
Yes, in regards to that caller who was complaining about the Homeland Security report.
Yeah.
What about the guys that were arrested, in the St. Paul, Minnesota for the Republican National Convention protests that are being put up on terrorism charges, even though they didn't actually do anything, but were just supposedly planning things. I think they call them the St. Paul Eight.
Right, right. Well, we had Amy Goodman on, who got basically manhandled at the Republican convention.
Yeah,
you know?
She got beat up.
Yeah, for asking a question, mm-hmm. which reporters are wont to do.
Yes, exactly. Dave in Madison on Teabagging. Hi, Dave. Welcome.
Hey, you guys. I happened to walk by the little freak show out at the Madison downtown yesterday. And, you know, I have to tell you, I haven't seen that many puffy-faced dioxin victims.
Oh, oh,
postmenopausal females and emotionally stunted, overweight, middle-aged white guys since the last Republican convention. But I did see two signs.
Yes.
And these are important issues. One said, if Obama can smoke, so can I. Which, I guess, because he smoked cigarettes.
Yeah, because apparently he outlawed smoking when
big
we weren't looking.
Big here.
Yeah.
And the other one was go back to work, liberal parasites, which I thought was real pleasant. And then we went to lunch.
Hmm. So they were the ones that were actually not at a job of any kind but out protesting. But
well,
their
I guess
sign...
at 11:30 in the morning during the work week, people have time to hold stupid signs.
I see. But it's the liberals that are the parasites. Yeah. Uh-huh.
I got an email from someone who was at that very rally there in Madison. A man who had a sign that said Obama is the Antichrist and that this is the first and last warning he'll get. He needs to go.
Hmm.
So,
I wonder why Homeland Security would be monitoring that. Yeah. Hmm. Steve in Texas on Tea Parties. Hello, Steve.
Good morning. Been listening to the show and wanted to comment on our local teabagging experience.
Yes, yes.
I've been listening to them for a while, and it's the same. This is the same group that got behind the Freedom Fry movement and disassembled the Statue of Liberty and send it back to France. And
yes, the most important issue facing America, and that was what to name a potato product.
Exactly.
Yes.
And it's the same group, and it's I would wager that they're highly overinflating their numbers nationwide because I know they did it here. And
well, Neil Cavuto got caught on tape highly inflating their numbers.
Yes. Can I also make a comment about the Homeland Security report?
Yes.
The same people down here that are whining and complaining because they are the ones being singled out in this report are the ones who said, well, if you're not doing anything wrong, then what do you have to worry about?
Ah, yeah,
you know, it's
exactly.
Like the hypocrisy is amazing. And I'm right here in the middle of the Bible Belt. They talk a conservative game. I call them conservatives because they're conning. And I'm an out-of-the-closet liberal. So, you know, we're an endangered species down here in the Bible Belt in Texas, but we're standing our ground.
Yep.
Good
All right,
you.
Honey. Appreciate it. That is the amazing thing, is when the she was on the other foot, it was they screamed all the opposite things.
That's
you know,
right.
I don't know about you, but I don't care what the ideology was. I want our Homeland Security Department to be securing the homeland.
Yes. You know, the
monitoring violence, whether it's foreign or domestic.
I was just going to say, that's the president took the oath.
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you. Oh, I thought I just made that up. All right. 28 minutes after the hour. You know what's funny, Chris, that their daily show is funny.
I hear tell it's hilarious.
And one of the most hilarious people on it, Rob Riggle.
That's right.
Reporter Rob Riggle from The Daily Show coming up next on The Stephanie Miller Show.
Never rest until I bring Stephanie Miller to justice.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 33 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number. Toll free from anywhere. You know, the best compliment we ever get, Chris, what is it? That we're like the Daily Show on the radio.
I guess.
Sort of a poor man's Daily Show.
Oh,
it's only the real thing that ever... What? Chris, who is it?
Lieutenant Colonel Rob Riggle of the Daily Show.
What? Good morning. I salute you, Lieutenant Colonel.
How you guys doing?
I'm a big fan, but when you were just a major still, I was like, no, I don't want him. But now, but I love a man in uniform.
I figured that's what was keeping me off the show for so long.
Congratulations on your promotion.
Well, thank you very much.
I don't know if people realize that you were the only Daily Show reporter. You were actually in Iraq. You weren't green screened there.
That's right. That's right. A lot, and I can't believe people thought that, though, because I literally was holding sand and throwing it at the camera. I don't. And I guess you see that green screen, but yeah, I actually went over there, and it was a good time.
You have, I understand, over 19 medals and ribbons, a combat action ribbon, and all sorts of manly things like that.
That's right. Very manly things like that. I served for quite a while. I've been all over the world, thanks courtesy of the United States Marine Corps.
Well, you're in the reserves now, and apparently you learned a lesson from being in the reserves. Always read the fine print.
Always read the fine print on that contract you sign when you're 19 years old. Be sure you read that very carefully.
What things in there caught your surprise later on?
Well, I was flying planes for the Marines, and when I stopped flying, I thought I was free to go. And they said, no, you've got to fulfill your ground contract. And I said, I have a ground contract? And they said, yeah, don't check your contract. And sure enough, there it was.
You're like, oops. Geez.
What did you fly? What did you fly?
I was flying T-34s. Uh-huh. I was flying trainers. I was still in flight school, and I got helicopters.
Ooh.
I was on my way to the advanced pipeline as far as helicopters go, and then that's when I started, you know what, I really think it's my calling to be a comedian.
Yes. You know, I got to say, when places like The Daily Show are covering the news better than the news organization, something has gone awry.
It's terrifying, isn't it?
Yeah, well, you know, how about you can't write this stuff, can you? The teabagging parties yesterday. That's just a comedy gift that the right handed us.
It is. It is. It's a wonderful thing. I'm not 100% familiar, though. I've been traveling. I literally just got in Southern California, like, yesterday.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But I've been on the road. I was in Cleveland and New York. I've been everywhere, and I haven't had a chance to really sit down and soak up the news. What exactly went down?
Well, it basically was a Fox News promotion that they tried to pass off as some kind of grassroots uprising about a tax protest yesterday on Tax Day, and it was kind of just a bunch of ragtag right-wingers that were brought to you by Fox News.
Really?
Yes, but they called it teabagging.
I think that's genius. Don't pay your taxes, everybody, because then we won't have any roads or any. How do they think things work? I don't understand where they're coming from on this.
Well, also, as you probably know, the president's tax cut. There's tax cuts for 95% of Americans, so I'm not sure. It was just this fake Fox-sponsored outrage that they were trying to gin up, I guess.
Fox-sponsored outrage. I like that. That's going to be my catchphrase for the day. I'm going to Twitter that out.
Taxes also pay for the Marine Corps as well.
Yes, they do, actually.
Yes. Exactly.
That's another little Benny.
Exactly. What did you think of this whole pirate thing?
That's a problem, isn't it? Because it's affecting everybody, internationally. I thought it was great that we got everybody back. Obviously, there was some bloodshed, which is, but that's, I guess that's what happens when pirates take over ships.
Yeah, well, that was another thing that originally you thought it seemed like a comedy thing, and then you're like, seriously, pirates? We really have pirate trouble? But yeah, it's, and the right wing still criticized the president's response.
Well, I mean, but you got to understand that whoever's in power is going to be under attack. That's just the way it is in this country. So, fine. We've got the Senate, the House, and the White House. And so now the Dems are running everything, but that means only one thing. The Republicans are going to be on full court press.
Yeah. Right. But you're a military guy. How could the president have handled that any better? You know, three bullets, three dead pirates, the captain safe. Like, how?
He couldn't handle any better. It was wonderful. That sounded bad. I didn't mean it to sound like that. He handled it as well as he could have.
Mm-hmm. Well, exactly. Yeah. But we were saying if George Bush had still been president, there would have mostly been a lot of that, saber rattling, and he probably would have inflamed the situation. There would have been some bring it on or God knows what, right? We
would have bombed Nigeria.
We would have bombed the wrong country.
Well, I hope not. I hope that would happen.
But I have an uncle there who's left me $10 million, so I hope he doesn't do that.
Exactly. No. I won't be able to pick up my lottery winnings. Rob, do you miss the Bush administration comedy-wise?
Well, I mean, come on. They served it up. It was it was solid gold. I mean, especially for a show that is on daily, you have to feed that beast every day, just like you guys do. And so, yes, as a comedian, yes, you're going to miss him a lot. But as an American, no, not much.
What are you working on now for The Daily Show? I'm always curious how that works. Like, how soon do you know what you're doing, and how long do you have to put your stuff together?
Well, you kind of don't. Everybody's kind of in all the correspondents are kind of in a bullpen, and we come in and we start to figure out what's kind of unfolding this week and what's kind of happening, and then we have to be ready to respond to breaking news. And but a lot of times, a lot of the correspondents are out in the field shooting field pieces. So you only have one or two correspondents in the actual studio. So they'll come in and they'll say, "Hey, Riggle, you're doing this thing on, you know, whatever it might be, crazy astronaut lady or something." And I'm like, "Okay, got it." And then I'll go down and start working with the writers, and we'll work up a bit, and then we do it.
And then you go out and do it. That's gonna be a good day when you get crazy astronaut lady.
Yeah. Those are fun days. I like those.
any story with anybody in an adult diaper is always a good day.
Wow, that was a real detachment from reality.
Yeah, I know. Rob, you're out here to do stuff at the Irvine Improv. What is your stand-up like?
It's not what you would think. I don't talk about the Marines at all. I don't talk about politics a whole lot. It's just pretty much storytelling. Things that have happened to me in my life, and I tell a humorous story about it.
But cool. Do you wear a diaper?
No diapers. No props. No props of any kind. Do you do any topical stuff at all or no?
Not really. I hate, the thing is, I'm saturated with that stuff.
Yeah.
Right. I want a break from it. So I like to just do some other stuff. And I think it's really friendly to any audience. It's definitely PG-13, but it's definitely, I think anybody can come and enjoy it. It's just good times.
Cool.
Yeah. I don't know if you guys have done anything yet on this. What the right wing is screaming about now, this Homeland Security report. They're monitoring, you know, violent right wing groups, and they're all saying now they're all concerned about our civil liberties. Now they are.
Now, interesting, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's one of these things where we're just going to have, you know, people on the left are just going to have to get used to and get prepared for, you know, this is the way it's played out. When you're in charge, you will be under attack. People are going to be coming at you sideways, whether they're completely nuts and completely wrong or whether they have a valid point. When you're in charge, that's America. You're going to take it on the chin.
Right. But what's kind of hilarious is that, like I say, they're out here protesting taxes yesterday, and we're actually paying less tax than under their hero, Ronald Reagan. So there was a little irony in that they seemed a little confused about what they were protesting.
Exactly. Well, then I think that's a perfect opportunity for a counter-protest.
Yes.
There you go. Probably the only one with a counter-protest would be bigger than the actual protest itself. Rob, you're going to be at the Irvine Improv tonight through Sunday, correct?
That's right. Tonight, there's one show, Friday, Saturday, two shows, and then Sunday night there'll be one show.
And can we go to robriggle.com, I'm guessing, to find out more information?
Yeah, please. I just got this brand new website, and I had a robriggle.com, but a buddy of mine made it for me in New York for like $200, and it was awful. No offense to him, but it was awful. And I had it up there for like, you know, for like 4 or 5 years, because I just never got around to it. I didn't think it was that important. I didn't do anything to it. So it was just this awful website. But now I got a new one, so go check it out.
Now it's magical, robriggle.com, and you can find out about all things Rob Riggle. Rob, thanks so much for taking time for us.
Well, thanks for letting me come on. I really appreciate it.
All right. Thank you, Rob. There he goes. Rob Riggle from
Yay!
The Daily Show out here doing some comedy.
Yeah. Rush Limbaugh has just been completely incoherent about the whole pirate thing. Versus, Obama's a pansy for not taking on the pirates. And now that he's done something, how dare he kill these teenage kids?
Oh, that's what he said yesterday.
Yeah.
He thought he was doing a wheel of left-wing hypocrites. Mm-hmm. Did you see that? He said, can you imagine if a Republican president had 3 black teenagers shot?
Yeah.
Oh, I see. So now he's not for the pirates, but yeah, right. Okay. Obama said, well, let me ask you something first. Are they black? Yeah. Oh, yeah, shoot them. Okay. Uh-huh.
But don't his listeners get that he changes his tune from one segment to another?
No,
he's
they not, don't.
Has
no
consistent ideology
right.
at all?
People on the far right get led around like sheep, and Rush Limbaugh knows that.
It's the Führer Prinzip. Yes.
All right, more on the pirates and the far-right lunatics.
The far-right.
43 minutes after the hour. It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
I don't get it.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 48 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. Ken in North Carolina says we are liars. Hello, Ken. Hi, Ken.
Hey, you know what? That report that came out was a broad sweeping brown shirt tactic used against these people. Why is that? Well, because it just picks out an issue and says, well, if you believe this, then you're
probably
an extremist terrorist. You know, what if I said everybody who believed in global warming was an extremist terrorist?
Yeah, the report didn't say that. It is monitoring groups that...
No, it implied that. That's what it implied. It didn't specify. Mm-hmm. It didn't specify with these groups or anything like that. It just broad-brushed anybody.
Yeah, can you know that there have been two incidences of actual violence recently where...
You know what? I can name you actual incidents of violence committed by granola-eater extremists, people
like
who
what?
Think that...
Like what?
Global warming is going to burn them alive, or they're going to drown. Well, let's take Ted.
What have been the instances of global warming violence?
Ted Kaczynski, for one, he used to mail people.
Ted Kaczynski.
He's a wacko.
He was a wacko.
Yes.
And the FBI monitored him.
Yeah. Yes, that's how him, as the FBI was monitoring him.
His brother turned him in. That's how they caught him. And let's talk about Bill Ayers, who wrote Obama's.
That was 40 years ago.
And Obama
he did not write Obama's.
No.
Oh, listen, there's no.
Who's the liar now?
There's no statute of limitations on murder. I'm sorry.
He didn't murder anybody.
He didn't murder anybody. He was acquitted.
No, he didn't.
There's no good indication that his wife did, and his organization most certainly did, which in my eyes makes him an accomplice. Sorry.
That was 40 years ago, Ken.
And he was acquitted. He was acquitted.
I don't care if it's 50 years ago. What? You ain't gonna go after
him. He was acquitted.
You are aware that he didn't write Obama's autobiography.
Okay. Oh, they only killed 29,000 Jews 70 years ago, so I guess it's okay now.
Oh, so you're comparing it to the Holocaust now.
Don't get it. You know what? Take that report, and everybody who believes is anti-abortion, everybody who believes
said
that
nothing about abortion
immigration should be stopped. No. Take everybody who believes that the government.
Yeah, Ken. There again, the rash of violence.
On their chest and accuse them of being some
you're a bit
kind
paranoid,
of
Ken.
Anti-American, whatever. That report was a
Ken.
Was
why are you so angry?
Tactic. Because you ain't letting me talk.
Wait, it's a brown
I'm
shirt tactic,
you talk?
And they're concerned with right-wing violence, and it's a brown shirt tactic?
I think he's not letting me talk.
Confused. Yeah, Ken, you and Stephanie need to have sex and get it over
wow,
with.
Wow, he's very angry.
Why is he so paranoid?
Who says right-wingers are angry? Shut up! You people just need to die and shut up!
Goodness gracious, he was exercised. Okay.
Well, thanks for proving our point.
Yes, I got lost in there somewhere.
He veered off into the Holocaust, and once you bring that up,
And
thanks for playing Really Bad Analogy.
I was just going to say that, no offense to him, because he brought up the whole pro-life, pro-choice debate, and actually incidences of violence have occurred.
Yes, against pro-choice people. Yes.
Choice
and
people.
Against clinics. Mm-hmm. No incidences of violence against
pro-lifers. Pro-lifers, just FYI. Yep. Okay, Chris in Seattle, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Hello, I'll try to keep it calm,
uh-huh.
At least, and settled, and I'll,
you liberals are always being calm! Shut up!
Sorry,
no,
Chris.
No, that's a great point about the abortion clinic bombers, and those guys, if that's not terrorism, I don't know what is. I just hope that we all understand that these people are just crazy. They're off. They're they've got screws loose.
Yeah.
I mean, we're talking.
Well, I'm from Buffalo, where the pro-choice the doctor was killed. Dr. Sepien, I think his name was.
Well, there's more than one doctor that was been killed by these bombers. And so here's what I'm saying. I'm from Seattle, and we're talking about, WTO protests and anarchists. These people are crazy. Environmental extremists, this guy had that point. It's true. They're crazy. There's also, remember the Muslim Marine at the beginning of the Iraq War who rolled that grenade into the tent?
Oh,
you guys
uh-huh.
remember that? And he actually, there were lost lives. This was one of the first few Marines that lost lives, and it was at our hands. And we're talking, this is a man who had gone through boot camp and who'd become a soldier, America's finest.
Right.
And, you know, these people are predisposed to crazy acts. And
yeah.
So
yeah, well, and I don't know about you, but I don't know about you, Chris, but I want crazy monitor on both sides. You know, when it turns violent, it's illegal, no matter who you are.
I mean, the wacky, crazy man from that Midwestern town who killed people in church because he says liberals are going to take over.
Yep,
this was recent.
Yes,
and Tim McVeigh, who was also a Marine, like you say, he was in the military. These people have one thing in common. They're crazy. They've all done harm.
Right.
And if these guys are thinking, oh, we're just, this is, like you said, this is all they have.
Yep.
They're trying to make, and Riggle had the same point. They're going to pull anything they can to, you know, paint this crazy brush on this side, on the liberal side,
mm-hmm.
when, you know, just look in your
Well, you start. Know what? He was parroting a Sean Hannity talking point, which is Bill Ayers, which, as we pointed out, was 40 years ago, and he didn't kill anybody, and he was acquitted, you know?
Oh, I know. Yeah. Said,
yeah,
they're grasping at straws.
Yeah.
I guess, you know, okay, I'm starting to, like,
your
coffee's kicking in.
You're hyperventilating now.
Settle.
All right, honey.
Yeah,
Thank you. All right. Let's go to Mark in Missouri on teabagging. Hello, Mark.
Yes, I went by our local Republican whites outrage teabagging, you know, extravaganza.
Yes.
And one of the prominent signs, and people dressed up, you know, as colonists and the tri-cornered hats, one prominent sign was the wealthy should not be punished.
Yeah, we all in this economy, our hearts bleed for the wealthy.
Yeah.
Who might have to pay their fair share. Kevin in D.C. on our right-wing friends. Hi, Kev.
Good morning, lovely Stephanie.
Hello, darling.
Hey, you know, have you finally come around to my way of thinking? Because no matter what you do, I adore you. Everyone knows
thank
that.
Thank you, baby.
The aliens know that. They go, look at that ridiculous black man fawning over that white woman again. So, but as your guest mentioned, as the cretin you just had on, as these ridiculous teabaggers show, are there some people that are just, you know, insane and it's useless to try to break bread with them? You just kind of monitor them, pat them on the head, and just watch if they do violent acts?
Yeah, well, I let them talk until made my ears bleed, and then that was the...
You know what calmed them down?
Hmm.
When you got all sultry with them?
I know. I hypnotized them.
You did?
Okay.
You pretty much offered them sex.
Mm-hmm. President Obama and his wife, Michelle... That tends to throw them off, no matter what partisan stripe they're from.
That's right.
President Obama and his wife, Michelle, made $2.7 million last year and paid one-third of their adjusted income in federal tax. Hey, you know what? They'll pay more under his tax plan.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're no Jay-Z and Beyonce, but, you know, I mean, they're kind of slackers, but they're...
Jay-Z and Beyonce make a lot.
They make a lot. He makes $80 million a year, as I recall, and he makes $82 million, and she makes $80 million.
Yes.
Because she's a slacker. All right.
And she's not a single lady.
She'll get a huge settlement in if there's a divorce.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, you know what?
She has to make by a paltry $80 million.
We had Rosie O'Donnell on the show earlier today. That'll be up on stephaniemiller.com after the show. She says when they legalize gay marriage in New York, she and Kelly will get married in New York. New York Governor David Patterson says he will introduce legislation to make gay marriage legal in New York. If the bill passes, New York would follow Connecticut, Massachusetts, and Vermont, and Iowa in legalizing gay marriage. It looks the vote in the state Senate will be close, it looks like, but we will keep our eyes on that.
She's going to drive the right-wingers even crazier.
Let's go to Jeff in Michigan. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome on the pirate situation.
Yeah.
Hello, Jeff.
Yeah, I'm waiting for one of these right-wing nut jobs to suggest bombing Pittsburgh because there's pirates there.
Yeah.
All right.
You see, because there's a baseball team.
I get it.
Uh-huh.
I understand.
Okay.
It's a baseball joke.
Yes.
Hey, tomorrow, kids, speaking of New York, what? Fran Drescher, you know, she wanted to get Hillary Clinton's seat in New York.
That's right.
She failed.
Mm-hmm. She may run for office. We'll find out, yes or no, tomorrow when she's on the show. And also, Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
That's right.
Well, we'll be calling him. Technically, we'll be calling him. And then we'll be talking to him.
We're going to be talking to him about addiction.
Okay. That's it for us. I'd like to thank Chris LeBoy, Jim Ward, and Rebecca Baker. See you tomorrow on The Stephanie Miller Show.